Hey, this is your guy, Kenny Hodge, on the podcast. My mission today is to try to nudge America to wake up. It's time that we just stop taking everything at face value. We have artificial intelligence. We've got smartphones. It's time that we sit down and do a little research and then become better informed at what we should or should not be participating in. America, wake up. Wake up to the fact that just because we read it in the newspaper, why do you think we have so many newspapers? Every newspaper you read will give you the opinion that you pretty much seek. Today I want to have a conversation. Today I would like to discuss three quick subjects: homelessness in America, immigration, and why is it that America follows Israel blindly? Or at least projects to the American people that they follow them blindly. We're going to have a conversation today, and I hope to share some important knowledge and facts with you. When we talk about the homelessness in America, I think it is pathetic. One of the richer nations in the world, and we can't provide housing and three square meals a day for American citizens. And let me tell you something. It doesn't matter to me how you got there, how you got to be in the homeless status. Doesn't matter to me at all. What matters to me is that you are an American citizen, and by constitutional rights, your government should be there to help you. Now, for years, we've had, famous homeless districts. Skid Row comes to mind, first of all. Skid Row is so famous for its homeless population that there are TV shows done about it. But what is our government doing about Skid Row? Should never be allowed to exist in these United States. We have, and let me tell you something. If you're talking about when it comes to the homeless, no matter what you give them, they're going to tear it up so bad. So be it. Repair it and let's keep moving. Again, as a nation, when you don't show love and compassion to your own citizens, how in the hell can you reach out to people of other nations? And remember, it was America that said, give me your tired, your poor, those huddled masses, those yearning for freedom. See, that was the advertisement we put out to the world. Now we want to renege on it. You see, when the advertisement was put to the world, those yearning for freedom. See, there was a certain group of people that wasn't even included in the thought process. So already, all America is pretty much built on the backs of others and a whole lot of nonsense. Now, as an American citizen, I want you to know I choose to live nowhere else. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretch refuge of your teeming shore. Send those, the homeless, tempest tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. The country's greatest and true genius lies in its diversity. Now, that had a meaning when they were trying to raise money for the Statue of Liberty, but that really has no meaning in American politics or in American life. You see, ever since there was immigration, you know, if you look back to 1924, real quick, they had an immigration law that favored North and West Europe. So right as we begin to regulate immigration, it's already set up for Denmark, Iceland, Norway, Sweden out of the north, and then you've got Australia, Germany, France coming out of the west. Notice the pattern. Notice they want to set this nation up to resemble what they think the nation should look like, not based on your tie at your poor, your huddle masses. You see, we want your tie at your poor, your huddle masses only if they represent what we think or they think America should represent. And people with dark skin colors was never one of them. Now, in 1965, America made another change to its immigration policies. They favored the lands with skilled workers. Now, once again, and that may seem fair to you, but when the consciousness of America then and now seems to think that black Americans should be thankful to America for slavery because of the skill slavery allowed them to learn. See, when you have that type of polluted, backward-ass thinking, then it makes sense when America in 1965 says the skilled workers can come over because they already understand. As a result of the slave mentality and the backward-ass thinking of America, there are no skilled workers in your African nations. There's diamonds, but no skilled workers. Hey, let me get back on topic. When we look at homelessness in America, if we would take care of Americans first and always, then allow the doors to open to everybody else, oh, what a beautiful world this would be. And to just properly tie together my veterans and American homeless situation with the little soliloquy I gave you on immigration, it just bothered me about a month ago. The immigrants, for lack of a better title, came to New York and lined the streets. I mean, I'm sure it was a situation that wasn't very easily controlled, but the government opened up the checkbook. They opened up vacant schools to house non-Americans. And again, it doesn't matter to me about where you're from or what you're doing. You don't get benefits in front of Americans. I'm sorry, and I'm talking all Americans. Those that's hard on their luck, those that are doing fine. Let's take care of home before we try to spread that bullshit abroad. Because I call it bullshit because America stands on the world stage and condemns nation for human rights violations and just turn a blind eye to what happens in their country. I'm not going to go off on a tangent with that, but I just want to say, America, how dare you help someone from another land while you seem to accept homelessness of Americans in America? I just had to say that. I also have to say to America that I feel I have a right to talk about what's wrong or what I don't see as being correct in this nation. But I want to tell you, yes, I'm a retired veteran and I put it all on the line for this country and I would do it again. But it doesn't mean that this country is right in a lot of shit that they do. And when I say a lot of shit that they do, again, not trying to be a foreign policy expert, but I got to talk about this commitment we have to Israel. And let me tell you, like I said, I matriculated through Sidewalk University, so I understand if you've got a bond, you've got a bond. That could be a bullshit bond to most people. But again, whoever made that bond, I'm sure understands the true intentions and the reason that bond was made. And that appears to be what we have with Israel. Now, I want to be very careful as I say what I'm going to say, because I don't condone either side right now. I don't take a position against Israel, and I damn sure don't take a position against the Palestinians. All I'm saying is, and we go back to Sidewalk University, if Israel, if that's just your boy, United States, and I mean that in a masculine and feminine partner type way, not puppet on a string, If that's your boy, that makes you two part of a crew. And I get it, if somebody steps to your crew, right or wrong, you have to respond. But to everybody else, if you stop and take a minute and look at the Gaza Strip. Now, again, history, today's history is so manufactured that you can pretty much find whatever you want. All I like to say is history kind of shows, and I say kind of because I'm not a professor, I'm not a subject matter expert, but I can read that that land in Gaza belongs to the Palestinians. Now, again, I'm not right or wrong. I'm not trying to be a landlord. I'm simply saying if that land belongs to the Palestinians and Israel has total control of Palestinian land, first of all, it can't be mine. You know, Palestinians can't own it, but Israel has total control, which is the way it is now. So, again, if, and I do say if because someone may have a different opinion, if it is understood that Gaza belongs to Israel, then damn it, give it to them. And America, if you know that that's not Israel's land, then you come to the position of saying, it doesn't matter what Israel does, I'm going to support them. And again, not saying that's a bad concept. I'm not saying that's a bad position to take. But Israel, if Gaza belongs to the Palestinian, I know you are sophisticated enough to give them that land and still maintain security over Israel. I believe that. But, you know, when that happened, on one day, they condemned the Palestinians for attacking Israel. Now, when Israel retaliated back, and again, here goes some more of that Sidewalk University. Street justice says, I got a right to come and get retribution or get you back for what you just did. Now, when Israel, or still up in the air, who actually fired the rockets the next day, all I want to say about rockets and big munitions, the larger the munitions get, the more collateral damage you're going to have. So when Israel fired back on Palestinians, nobody said that was wrong. If, and again, it all becomes convoluted because nobody understands or nobody's telling the world who actually owns that property or that strip in Gaza. Now, if it's one of those strips that, okay, Israel says, okay, Palestine, you own it, but it is so important to commerce or whatever, hey, we're going to fight you again for it. I mean, if that's the way you want to handle it, yes, and I'm trying to talk very street here because it just don't make any sense to me if Palestine owns the land, why Israel will not give them what is theirs. And America, why would you back that if that's really what it is? Hey, this is Kenny Hodge on the Kenny Hodge Podcast, giving you a different perspective on the show today. I have to live up to the podcast being eclectic. I'll talk to you next Sunday. Have an awesome week.